from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice?
Literally, I did.
Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, not telling you about
YC.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, that may be singing, but Niner fans are singing a new tune right now, and the tune goes like this. Get it over with. I mean, honestly, what is this that's happening? FP's in for Dibs. Let's hop right in with our guy, Cam Inman, all over the Niner beat. And by the way, an esteemed author as well. How's the book going, Cam?
Good, good. Hey, thanks. Yeah, book's coming out officially in about a month, but you should be getting one in the mail here in the next week.
Well, I feel very special. Very special. Yeah. Mustangs stick together. And so there you go. Thank you very much for that. Cam Inman on the River Islands guest line with us here. Okay, so you saw Brandon Ayuk at practice today. What was he doing and what was the vibe?
Yes, as a Cal Poly journalism, as we learn there, it's about learn by doing. And I've done enough training camps to let my eyes take me where they need to go. And I spotted Brandon Ayuk watching the football practice for the first time in a while, but he did it on the sideline, and he usually hasn't been up close like that. But mind you, he was about 50 yards away when practice was kind of getting going and team drills, and then red zone drills happened, which is kind of near where Ayuk was, and then you started seeing the interaction among teammates. Even John Lynch came by and like shook his hand and patted him on the back. So for me, I'm trying to interpret, okay, what does this mean? Is this a hey, congratulations on your new deal. Glad you're sticking around. Or, oh, hey, we're going to miss you. Good luck, you know, as you go along as a defector. No, it was more of a, hi, how are you? Good to see you again. Nothing else new here. So it's almost like it was the status quo. But at the same time, just watching Brandon and how he paid attention to practice, he was invested. He was paying attention to every single play and looked very much a part of this team. And it's just a matter of getting this contract resolved. Whereas a day ago were reports that, okay, they've agreed to a package to trade him to Pittsburgh, but here he shows up wearing a red shirt and black shorts. So,
Cam, I did a show a month ago with Dibs, and the same thing happened. Ayuk was at practice, and John Lynch came over, and Kyle was like, and I was speculating, and it looked like, congrats, dude, we got the deal done.
Right.
So I'm kind of over this. Like, dude, either you want to be a Niner or you don't. It's that simple.
Right.
You want to win a Super Bowl or not. What are his teammates saying? What's George Kittle saying?
Yeah, I asked George about it after practice, and he said all the right things, how much they all love BA, and just the energy and what he brings to the team. So and all that. And these guys are, they've been through it. They've gotten their second contract. They've gotten paid. So they understand the business aspect of it, right? So they don't want to cross the boundaries and say whether what he's doing is wrong or right. I think everybody understands the situation. And the situation is, it could play out longer. I mean, there's still two more preseason games to go. The season doesn't start for at least another 3.5 weeks, essentially. This can keep going on and on and on. I mean, the report yesterday that they've agreed to a trade, yeah, they may have, but they still didn't trade him, right? They were still talking to him about getting a contract done. This has been the same case that's been going on for months, and it doesn't seem like anybody is too anxious to resolve it, including Brandon himself, but he seems that he's happy to be on the 49ers. And, you know, there's a couple things I think still at play here. Obviously, the market changes because wide receivers are getting all these contracts this season and this year, and the price has gone up. Well, CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase still need to get paid too, right? You're telling me the market's going to go down with them? No. Market's going to keep going up. Will the Niners meet that price? Probably not. But then again, you know, maybe a wide receiver one goes down on another team. Injuries happen this time of year. So the Niners have no reason to rush him off the roster and trade him away somewhere else and get a mediocre deal in return. They have no obligation to get him a high contract on another team. Is somebody going to pay big for them? They didn't in April, and so they kept him through the draft. So that's why I think we're still in a holding pattern, because there is really no pressing deadline at the moment.
Cam Inman with us. Cam, is it a fair thing to look at this situation right now and go, dude, if Brandon Ayuk was going to the Steelers, it would have happened by now?
No, because it's just, that's why I said that a lot's still up in the air. I think the Niners believe, from my understanding, is that they actually offered him a better contract than what Pittsburgh offered him. But they still are kind of curious why he would want to go to Pittsburgh. Does he want to go to Pittsburgh, or was that merely a leverage play to get more money out of the Niners and push their hand? I think a lot of this is they're testing each other's sides to see what are the limits on how far somebody will go until a deal's made.
Is there a limit on how long this can go before he plays in week one? I remember talking about Nick Bosa in this way recently. Yeah. If he waits, can he play against the Steelers in week one?
Right. Well, I mean, Bosa's a different beast because he was the best player in the NFL on defense, was getting paid accordingly. With Brandon, I mean, he's their best split end. He's a back-to-back 1,000-yard receiver. It's such a great offense full of playmakers, but he's still very much needed. And would you have an immediate replacement in him with Ricky Pearsall, the first-round draft pick? No. He's had some trouble getting on the field with hamstring and shoulder injuries. He's not out there right now, so he's losing valuable reps. You have Debo. You have Kittle. You should have McCaffrey. Now, that's the other story, is Christian McCaffrey's out with a calf, but not supposed to be serious, but again, he's the NFL's reigning rushing champion. So as long as, like, Brandon gets in, and I mean, from what I could tell 50 yards away from him today, he looks very much in shape and knows the offense well. I don't think it's a problem of him integrating into the offense. He knows the system. He can get right in and play. Same with Trent Williams. And Trent Williams is even, that's the bigger concern, but it's really not, because I think everybody just understands it's a matter of just, like, moving some money around, getting him in, making him fairly well compensated, if not the best compensation of all tackles, and on we go.
Cam, let's play this out one step further, because you said it could still go on a while. Let's say it does, and we get to week one, the 49er offense for the opening drive hits the field, and it's a two wide receiver set. Debo Samuel's on one side, who's on the other?
Today it was Chris Conley, a 10th-year veteran who I wrote a story about yesterday, who plays split end and knows the offense really well. It could be Juwan Jennings, because remember, they extended Juwan, but he plays a different kind of position, different kind of football. He's your third in Juwan, moves the chains, contact courage guy. Is Pearsall ready for it? I don't think he's ready for it, but most rookies aren't in the NFL going in, playing wide receiver. You have a Trent Taylor who knows the system, but he's a slot receiver. There's no great option. That's why you need Brandon Ayuk coming back. But okay, if you want to play it out even further, all right, what is the ultimate where Brandon Ayuk could push this? And to have a vested season in the NFL, you have to play at least 6 games, right? So say he just wants to hold out, like, for months. Well, and then just and try to push this so he can become an unrestricted free agent. First of all, the Niners wouldn't make him an unrestricted free agent. They would probably franchise tag him rather than let him go. But again, it's the weird contractual world. And just caution that, look, there's still a few weeks before the season gets going.
Cam, I've got a few Trent Williams questions, too. Can I start with this? You referenced earlier asking George Kittle about the Ayuk situation, and he said all the right things. But we've got comments here that we're going to play for everybody in a little bit from both Kittle and Mooney Ward that very much sound like they hem and haw about missing Ayuk, but like, well, is he replaceable? They sort of, well, gosh, we don't know yet because we haven't had a real game yet. But then they're asked about Trent, and they're like, that's different.
That's different.
Yes, it is different. But what did you observe with those comments from those players?
Well, I mean, it is a different situation because I think Brandon's, like, they painted this picture that maybe he could leave, and it's, he plays a position where there's multiple wide receivers that all play different receiver positions. There's only one left tackle who's a three-time reigning All-Pro left tackle, and that's Trent Williams. So everybody understands the value and worth of Trent, and they also know that the guy's been in the league 15, 16 years. He knows what he needs to do. He does not need to be at training camp. He usually comes in very good shape and is extremely athletic and is the best bully to play left tackle in the NFL right now, and somebody that is needed to protect Brock Purdy so he can throw those passes to a Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, or Deebo Samuel.
So, all right, let's extend that. What is going on? What is the Trent Williams situation? And when are we supposed to be concerned about it?
Yeah, I would just be concerned in week one. Right now, I'm not concerned because they're not even midway through the preseason. However, because he's a veteran and he signed his last contract coming off of unrestricted free agency because he tested the waters, that makes him open to these CBA rules where, yes, he gets fined $50,000 a day for missing camp and practice, but when he misses a preseason game, he misses 1 week's worth of regular season paycheck, and that's $1.1 million. And that happened last week. And because of the veteran contract that he signed, he's not the 49ers cannot cancel out those fines or make them any less. It's written into the rules. So whatever contract he eventually signs, it's going to have salary cap ramifications to probably cover the losses he's incurring right now.
Wow. So how is that?
Yeah.
Like, okay, what you just said, this means that makes a lot less sense. Why is he doing this?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, just show up in Nashville so that you get your $1 million covered and then you go back on hiatus. Yeah, it's weird, but you know what? Trent has handled it. He's been in the league so long, and he's gone through a few contracts. Obviously, he's not poor. A guy has his own private plane, and he does very well for himself. He just doesn't want to be in. And I don't sense any panic among the staff or teammates that he's not in. Would they like him in? Yeah, because Trent's a really good, gregarious guy, great football player. Is he needed in mid-August? No. Would it be a lot helpful for Brock Purdy in the offense so they could kind of get in sync? Yes. But again, he's got to do what he's got to do and go back 3 years when he was testing the waters and wanted to get a new contract and the Niners gave him it, right? He was considering going to the Chiefs and then they offered up a little bit more. And you know how much more they offered? He made sure he got $10,000 a year more than David Bakhtiari to be the highest paid left tackle. That's how hyper aware he was of the tackle market, that he wanted to be number one. And he has since slipped down to, I think, number six among offensive tackles among annual salary. And that if he just won three straight All-Pro awards and you go to the Pro Bowl every year and you keep going to the playoff on these deep runs with you at left tackle, you know what you're worth and you're going to want top of the market rate again. So, I mean, that's the hidden negotiation that we're not into yet, but I don't sense that the 49ers are going to play hardball with him, that they're going to say, yep, all right, we'll take care of you. Here's your guarantee, because he has no guaranteed money left on that deal. And that's got to get amended. And from everything I hear, it will be. And I would have been a lot more concerned 2 months ago when they had the mandatory minicamp. But he did show up at it and he showed up and was happy. So he was not retiring. He looked like he was ready to play some football. And I think that's all it is a contractual situation.
So that's why he's not playing and negotiating at the same time, because of the guaranteed money. Like, why can't he be playing right now and still negotiating a new contract?
guaranteed money and the rate. Well, probably because he doesn't want to have to get through any Nixon training camp, and he knows how to get his body ready at this time of his career. The guy's, how old is Trent? He's probably about 33 years old, 34, maybe 35, and he said he wants to play till he's 40. So he knows, would 1 month of training camp help his body, or would that actually cut down on the lifespan of that body? So I don't know.
Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, all over the 49ers. Before you go, Cam, Jets, Monday night, are Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams both wearing red?
Yes, I believe they are.
Yeah.
And I think there will be a lot of other guys wearing red also, and Aaron Rodgers will be looking out for Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
And Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd, by the way, the one that made that sacked Aaron Rodgers last year and tore his Achilles. So the Niners have him now on their side to remind him of that.
Great. Great.
Although, you know what? Wait, you know what? And on that note, the Jets can say, well, we have Hassan Reddick, and he's the one that ripped apart Brock Purdy's elbow.
But
it's just Reddick's not in camp.
But they don't. Yeah, they don't. They don't have Hassan Reddick, which, by the way, is an even weirder situation than Brandon Ayuk.
I mean, that's the thing. People got to understand this. There's a lot of talk about Ayuk, but there's issues everywhere. Dallas got CeeDee Lamb issues. Cincy's got their issues with Jamar Chase. The Patriots have Matthew Judon they got to figure out. And then the Hassan Reddick thing and the Jets. It's that time of year of training camp where the contract situations, people start going, well, what's going on? What's going on? They will get resolved one way or the other in the next 3 weeks, and there will be real football September 9th with the 49ers.
There it is. Cam, thank you so much, my friend. Great to hear your voice.
Likewise. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Cam Inman all over the 49ers. And I think that's where everybody would put their prediction right now, is that there's a lot of hand-wringing here. There's a lot of stress, anxiety. Everybody still thinks Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams are playing football for the 49ers week one. Brandon is out there talking to guys in the red zone today as they're practicing, supposedly a day after they've already agreed to a deal with the Steelers and told them, go ahead and go if you want to go. I've been saying this for 2 weeks that this whole thing doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't, and it's making less and less sense with each passing day. And it's annoying everybody with each passing day. I've reached the point where now this feels like a kindergarten playground argument that a teacher needs to go break up. Where is the playground monitor? Because this is a you-know-what contest that is seemingly going to go nowhere. Two sides are playing leverage games that neither one of them really need to play. What is this actually all over? I understand it's a couple bucks here and there. I even heard a report yesterday that the financial structure's all done. But there's some other aspect of the contract that no one will tell us that still needs to be ironed out.
Guaranteed money.
Probably.
Yeah, guaranteed money.
But if it's guaranteed money, then you can't make the original statement, which is the framework for a deal is in place. Well, that's part of the framework, I would argue.
The framework's probably the years in what you're getting paid annually, and then how much is guaranteed. If I was a football player, that would be the most important part.
Yeah, which is why I would call it part of the framework, but, you know, who the hell am I?
When I first heard that, and this was probably like 15, 17, maybe 20 years ago, that NFL players' contracts weren't guaranteed, it's like, wait, of all contracts that should be guaranteed, how are theirs not?
Well, that's actually why. I mean, that's
because of the injury.
An NFL team would argue.
Yeah, I know.
That they've got to sign so many more people each year.
Their players
to replace all, and there's so many more of them, right? Yeah. It's a huge roster. NBA players, what are there? 12 to 15 of them. NFL rosters in training camp, what do we got? 75 players right now?
Yeah, and baseball, for maybe people that are listening don't know, as soon as you put your name on the dotted line, you get hit by a bus, you get every penny.
You get every penny.
It's just automatically guaranteed. Yep. There's no guaranteed money. Teams will defer money.
Same in the NBA. Yeah. Same in the NBA.
So we used to sit there and go, they're not guaranteed? Oh, my gosh. Their players' union sucks. Like, they got to get that locked in.
And it does. And it does, because every vote, think about it. You got something that the players' union needs to vote on. 80% of the people voting are guys who might have a 3-year career. They're like, I can't strike. I need a paycheck next week.
Yeah.
And there's just thousands of them. There's all these people all voting. You know what I mean? Fred Warner's vote is the same as Charlie Warner's. Pick a Warner. Same vote.
You think it looks like playground. I think it just reminds me of an episode of Ballers, like with the agents and everybody with the pride. And Cam saying that Trent Williams wanted $10,000 more so that he was the highest paid tackle.
Feels petty.
And Brandon Ayuk feels like, and then their agents are in their ear, and it's suits and private planes and Rolls Royces, and this is getting weird when it should be the Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, the ego really, really gets in the way.
Yeah.
And I get it. I totally understand it. But I've listened to a lot of NFL players now. Former NFL players are like, I wish I was Brandon's agent. I would tell right now, if you're ringing over $1.5 million or $2 million a year, whatever it is, like, you will more than make that back by being a 49er versus being a receiver that goes into the bucket of who knows what. You know, you go play with Drake May or Justin Fields or, I mean, even if you're going to go play, you're like, oh, but Russell Wilson, what about him? He hasn't been very good the last 2 years, number one. And number two, how long is he the Steelers quarterback? You're going to go sign to play there for 5 years? Yeah. Who's a QB?
It's so easy for us to sit here and,
of course it is,
and wonder, because you just, it's a case-by-case basis. It's individual basis. It's where you came from, your background. This is my chance. I've worked my whole life. I came from nothing, or I came from something. Like, it depends on the player. Like, you could have come from a really awesome background in private schools and your parents were rich, or you could have come from nothing and then you worked your ass off all this time to get to this point. And if you're going to get to this point, and we're just saying, what's the difference between $1 million and $2 million? That's a lot of money. Especially for somebody that's worked so hard to get to this point.
It's a lot of money. However, what the 49ers have on the table, by definition, any one of these offers are all, to me, going to ring the same to somebody who came from that background, which is, you now have generational wealth. You are now taken care of for the rest of your life. We're talking about $100 million deals, no matter which one you pick.
You always hear people spending their money and going broke.
For sure. Like, I understand. So that means that the $32 million doesn't guarantee anything.
I'm cheap. I would hold out for $2 million more.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you? When you're not a free agent, you can ruin your life. That's what made, like, I would take what you just said and give you the opposite take. If you came from nothing.
I'm not saying he has. I'm just using different examples.
Correct. If anyone came from nothing and someone is now putting generational wealth in front of you, you're going to mess with it and run the route of, I think I can get $2 million more, but if I don't, I might lose all of it. I mean, this is no different than the game show. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You want to go to the next round and lose it all? Why?
I feel like in every instance, it's who you surround yourself with. When you get to the top of the top, when you get to the big leagues, when you get to the NFL, the people you surround yourself, it changes. That whole dynamic changes. All of a sudden, you got a lot of new friends. All of a sudden, you have friends that fell off the wagon a long time ago, and they're all in your ear. They all want something. And so that's when you really got to lock in, and the people that are closest to you and the trust of your agent is so huge. Like, that's big. And if they're saying, man, just go, we're almost there. We're almost there. Just stay there. You deserve this, Brandon. You deserve this. You deserve this. Like, you just hold out a couple more days. You got it. Just, they're going to break. Trust me. They're going to break. And that $2 million, dude, that $2 million, you can do this, this, and this, and you can do this with that. And if you don't have, like, it, all the advice you're getting from everybody and your team and your teammates.
No doubt.
They're all calling you and texting you. They're not going to say what they're saying publicly. And they're probably telling you to get yours. And so that's how these things go. And then the ownership, because it's always players against owners, man. It's good. As long as they're sports, that's going to be the big battle.
I'm not asking anybody to take less, because I don't believe Twitter. Therefore, I don't know who's offered what.
You don't believe Twitter?
I don't believe Twitter.
I believe
so
everything.
I know everyone's running around with, well, the Niners are at 26 and the Steelers are at 28 and Cleveland's at 30 and the Patriots were at 32. I don't know that. I don't know that. And by the way, your point about guaranteed money, what the hell does that even mean? What does average annual value even mean for an NFL player?
Yeah.
If a team 2 years from now can be like, we changed our mind. Bye. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? So I have no idea what the structure of these contracts are. I do know one thing. All of them represent generational wealth. And I personally don't feel like I'm being a homer to say, pretty sure that the best thing for your future, Brandon, as a football player, is to be on the number one offense in the NFL, have a really good receiver opposite you, work with a quarterback you've already gone for 1,300 yards with, and be on a good team that might actually win and up your name value as it already has. Confident there. Everything else is a complete guess.
To me, it's the priority that you have for your legacy. Like, do you want just as much money as you can possibly get, and that motivates a lot of athletes?
Sure.
Or do you want to go down as a multiple Super Bowl champion, one of the best wide receivers in Niners history, which maybe that's a stretch right now, but I think it's on the table based on how he's trending and what he did last year, the complete player that he is. So that these are all things you got to weigh, man. And having done this on a way smaller scale, any time in life, you make a decision based solely on money, it's the wrong decision. If it's just on money alone.
Agreed.
So if the Steelers have this and it's more, the grass ain't always greener, man.
It usually isn't. Okay, you asked me a question earlier off air, or you kind of threw out the idea of which is more important to the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
That's an easy one.
Well, wait until you hear what some of the players said about this.
Really?
Well, they weren't asked that specific question, but coming up next, let's play for everybody what Mooney Ward said about missing Ayuk, what George Kittle said about missing Ayuk, what George Kittle said about missing Trent Williams. And you tell us if you can detect a difference in their answers. So we've got that coming up next. We'll get to your calls. We see you coming in. 888-957-9570. FP's in for dinner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's weathered in depth.
That don't have nothing to do with me.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, FP's in for Dibs. The Giants are frustrating and up against it, but I don't know if they're as frustrating as Brandon Ayuk and the Niners. You can feel it. I don't know if the Niners and Brandon care, but they've both been, and it's funny how they accuse each other, they've both spent a bunch of time this offseason working the media. And the only reason you work media is to get public sentiment in your favor and build leverage. They're both doing it, and I would like to give them a message, if I may be just a representative of the media today.
Here's Mark Willard with a PSA for the 49ers.
You're both about to lose us. Everybody's exhausted. Stop.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, nobody wants more. If I get another Pelissero tweet about, like, well, it went from the 5 to the 4.5 yard line, for God's sakes, stop. Nobody cares. The whole thing feels like it's fake anyway. The fact that you're like, hate each other and then show up every day to shake hands and stare at Debo in the red zone, like, what are we doing? What are you doing? What are all of you doing? You can't. It's like the whole Gore Bush election. You can't do hanging chads and everyone's like, we're staying up till 1 in the morning to find out who president is. And then 2 months later, you're like, oh, we got another court hearing. Everyone's like, I'm out. This is taking too long. You're losing us. I know this isn't a piece of content. I understand that it's a contract, but you're losing the audience.
Oh, you lost me a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Some of you have been gone for a while.
I got a group chat with my friends, and one of my friends said, hey, have you heard anything, sources about the EIU thing, thinking I'm connected, which I'm not? And I said, yeah, my sources tell me I don't give a F about Brandon Ayuk and whether he signs with the Niners. I don't care.
Oh, God.
I love Brandon Ayuk. I'm a big fan, but I'm over all this. Well, like, either you want to be a Niner or you don't. It's pretty simple to me.
Look.
Like, it's that simple, and I'm over. I can't believe it. Does anybody care that's listening about all this drama? I don't.
You care, but you're upset that it's here. Like to say you don't care, like, sure you do. You care about 49er football. But right. I'd argue, it's funny that I just said this is not a piece of content, because in a way it is.
I don't even check.
49er football is content. And I would argue that the trailer that you've created for this season sucks. And it should be phenomenal, because it's one of the easiest trailers to sit down and write and voice in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Netflix spent a whole damn 8 episodes on you.
Yeah.
Like, the forbidden fruit that is sitting out there for the 49ers, the near miss, the absolute agony of this defeat with all of these big names. You are the story of the NFL this year. And you have collectively made your fan base go, you know what? I'm kind of tired of you right now, and I need a little bit of a break. And the season hasn't even started yet. So I hope that the Niners actually think about that. I'm not suggesting that we're going to get to week 1 and the ratings are going to be bad. They're going to break records.
Yeah.
But your trailer stinks. It just does. Your buildup to this season is... Christian McCaffrey will never be seen again until week 1. We don't know where Trent is, but we've got this Brandon story for the 8 millionth time. That's your trailer. Stop it. Stop it. This isn't fun. And this should be fun.
Yeah.
This should be amazing what's about to happen.
It should be like revenge.
But here we are.
We're on a mission.
Here we are.
We're getting back to the Super Bowl and we're having a parade. And that's the only thing we're talking about.
I mean... All right, check it out. We promise this.
What do you got?
You tell me
All right. What
you hear. Mooney Ward was asked, how much do you miss Ayuk?
I think the season hasn't started yet, so we don't know how much we miss him yet. I think the offense is still clicking on all cylinders. You said give you my perspective on what's going on. I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but they'll figure it out eventually, for sure. They'll figure it out.
All right, what'd you hear?
Well, what I hear from a player's standpoint is they're scared to say something that's going to piss off the organization or say what they're talking to Brandon Ayuk about. So they're all trying to walk this fine line right now without making anybody mad.
Sure.
And they're not missing him because what's there to miss? They haven't played a game that counts.
Okay. Well,
until he misses a game that counts, which is going to affect whether I get a ring or not, then I'll be concerned.
But I'd argue that the history would suggest that what you're doing now will negatively affect week one. It did with Nick Bosa. It affected negatively weeks one through four.
Maybe more than that.
And potentially the whole year. You brought up the Blake Snell argument earlier. It's a great one. My God, you blew up the first half of the season.
There's a reason why there's been camp in every sport for hundreds of years. There right. is. There is.
Right.
It's not just for eyewash. It's not for the fans that get excited about the season. You actually have to get your body in game shape.
Okay. If there hasn't been a game, then what's to miss? Check this out. Listen to Kittle. We got a 1-2 punch for you here. Kittle was asked, first of all, same question. You missing Ayuk?
I mean, I love Ayuk. I've played with him for 4 years. I love his mindset every single day. You guys asked Mooney, like, you know, do you guys miss him? And I think Mooney answered it perfect. It's like, you know, we haven't played a game without him yet. So as an offense, we don't know how much, like, his pieces are, like, you interchange pieces all the time. And, like, you know, we've had Trent Williams hurt in a game and we've still won. So it's like, yeah, you miss him, but you can make do with it. So we don't know. Right at the end of the day, but I do know that Ayuk is a fantastic football player, and the energy that he brings every single day just elevates us. So just being able to have a conversation with him, because, you know, I don't see him all the time, I'm in camp mode, and just being able to have a conversation with him is fantastic. Just you know, how he's doing and if everything's going away the way that he wants it to go. And it was actually fun. We went to dinner on one of our off nights, and we're pulling out of valet, and he parks into valet. And so just seeing him, I was like, hey, I haven't seen him in a couple of days, man. How are you doing? So just the chance to see him is always fantastic. Love a smile on his face.
Okay, so Mooney Ward answered it perfectly, right? Well, then George would say the exact same thing about Trent Williams, right?
Trent Williams is Trent Williams. You know, he's like the greatest football player to ever play the game. It's like him and Aaron Donald. I mean, that I've played against. And, you know, for all the people who are going to, you know, list off, like, you know, 90s and 80s players, I'm sorry. But, like, the best I've ever played with. And so, yes, he – and he's also, like, a massive human being. He's a silverback. Like, he just has a presence to him. And so, yeah, not having him in the locker room at all and stuff like that, it's weird. But we all love Trent, and he's doing what he thinks is best for him. So it's okay. And I think Jalen Moore's done a good job of playing left tackle for us. And also, like, I appreciate getting extra reps, because the one thing about Trent Williams is I don't need to practice with Trent that often, because he's so good that it's more of me like, hey, George, get out of the way so I can block this guy by myself. And I'm like, hey, man, you make my job easier. So getting the extra reps with Jalen, I think, is really beneficial, because he's gotten a lot of snaps for us in the last couple of years. And so if I can get really good at working with him, Trent will just fit in seamlessly. Not worried about it.
Okay. Did you hear anything different in those two answers?
Not really.
You don't?
No, what did you got? You're over there just like dissecting.
Well, I mean, he, like, Trent not being here is such a presence in the locker room, it feels weird. Do you miss Brandon? We don't know. Do you miss Trent? We do. That's what I heard.
Well, one's a more important position. The Niners could win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. The Niners can't win a Super Bowl without Trent Williams.
I agree.
They'll be just fine. That's why I'm not worried about it. Do I love the guy? Do I love watching him play? Have I loved his progression? Do I love the way he blocks downfield? Do I love the added dimension he adds to all those weapons on offense? Of course. Who wouldn't? But it's not like, oh, if Trent Williams isn't there, Brock Purdy's not going to make it through the season.
Well, they don't know that.
I mean,
but yeah, the run game will be very different.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Everybody's having their fantasy drafts right now. They're about to get started. I have one on Saturday. It's a little early, but that's what this league does. And Lucas just sent out the 95.7 The Game text earlier today. It's kind of like getting your first Christmas present of the year. And the draft is 2 weeks from tonight. So everybody's prep is started. You're all nose deep in rotoworld.com. And everyone's having your fantasy draft. You know what? Largely, Christian McCaffrey is going off the board as the number one pick in most drafts.
Of course.
Would you still, if Trent Williams doesn't play?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Come on.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't.
Please.
The 49er run game will crater.
No.
What do you mean no?
Taking McCaffrey, even if there isn't anybody on the offensive line.
70% of their runs go behind him.
If it's just a center snapping to Brock Purdy and no other guards or tackles, I'm still taking Christian McCaffrey.
That's why you don't play. I'm telling you, man, I think that highly of Trent. I would downgrade McCaffrey in your fantasy draft if Trent is not ready to go at the start of the year.
That's extreme.
No, it's not. That's saying you drop him to the third round, but I wouldn't take. I'd take Breece Hall.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
I would take the guy who's going to play the Niners on week one.
Then I'm taking Mooney. No, then I think,
who?
No, I'm not.
You're taking Jake Moody with the number two overall pick?
Taking Jake Moody.
I'd like you in our league.
Yes.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara.
I'm done, by the way. I won the 1999 Giants Fantasy Football for the San Francisco Giants. My name is engraved on the freaking trophy, and I just dropped the mic, and I haven't played since.
Which bothers me, because I did a whole thing about this 2 weeks ago when Lucas texted me and goes, are you in again this year? I'm like, what do you mean am I in again this year? I'm not allowed to not be in. I won last year. You can't win and leave.
Yeah, I did. One and done.
Like, you have to go defend your championship.
I don't like all the work. It's a lot of work. I like to drink a beer and go to the bar and watch the Niners and root for the Niners.
Lot of work.
I'm not going to root for a guy to do well against the Niners because I have him on my fantasy team.
No, you sit your guys when they play the Niners.
No.
That's what I do.
Do you?
Unless I have no other choice.
Come on, dude.
I sit them.
I just don't like the whole the fantasy mentality. I know I'm in the extreme minority.
I used to be like you.
I don't like the whole you talk crap on the thing.
That's not what we do.
The reason.
Just walk around going, ooh.
It's dumb. I don't like it. I don't like that. The only reason I won with the Giants is because JT Snow's dad was an announcer for the Rams, and he was telling me about this guy named Kurt Warner that was bagging groceries the year before. And that he's doing pretty well. And then JT told me about the receivers. So I took both the receivers, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt.
Oh, God.
And then I had Marshall Faulk.
What? You had the whole team?
I had the Rams.
You probably never lost.
I even had the Rams defense.
Did you ever lose?
No, yeah. I was beating people by tons of points. I don't even remember how we did it because we had some bootleg website in 1999. It isn't what you guys do now. But I just slaughtered everybody every week.
Alex Smith's last year with the Chiefs. I think that fifth round or something, I grabbed a rookie no one had heard of named Kareem Hunt. And one of my other top four picks was Tyreek Hill. And I messed up my quarterback pick because I think it was Andrew Luck late, and then he retired. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
And so a couple weeks into the season, I'm like, I'll just pick up Alex Smith off the waiver wire. And I just played the Chiefs. I just played. Here's my team.
Yeah.
I have the Chiefs. I lost one game all year. And guess what week it was?
Yeah, the Niners.
The Chiefs bye week.
Yeah.
It's the only time I lost.
I got a question for you.
We brought Mike up in Santa Clara.
He can wait.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, just hang on.
Hang on, Mike. We'll get to you in a second. This is our show.
It is.
So do I have to punch a hole in my Niners fan card if that year when it was the greatest show on turf? And that JT's dad, we got, let's get the bloops ready.
Did you become a Rams fan for a year?
For a year.
Oh, yeah, that's awkward.
I met all the guys and Dick Vermeil.
Oh, that's even
we
more
had dinner
annoying.
With Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, then
we were on the sidelines for Niners Rams at Candlestick.
Like,
and I told Isaac Bruce, I said, Ike, I got you on my fantasy team. I need a big one out of you today. In the clubhouse, he caught like 12 for 180 and two touchdowns. The second the gun sounded, he ran over to me on the sidelines. He picked me up and lifted me in the air. He said, how's that for you? How's your fantasy league going to do today? So I had an NFL wide receiver a great game against the Niners and come right over to me, like beeline to me on the sidelines and lifted me up in the air and said, how was that? In his uniform. And I was like, oh, I'm just like a fanboy now. Like, I got to root for these guys.
I don't even know what to do. First of all, I'm mad that I've never heard this story before.
Yeah.
Second of all, that sounds tremendous. But third of all, it sounds awful. You're not like you can't just change colors like that.
Yeah, but I didn't know any of the Niners at that point. This was like 1999 or 2000, whenever the Rams
won
the Super Bowl.
Being a fan is not about knowing the players. And what's happening to you?
They invited me in their locker room when they were all. Kurt Warner was cool. Hey, Marshall Faulk was cool.
Coming from somebody who spent 20 years working in LA, and I would sit in those locker rooms and press boxes and root with every fiber of my being for them to lose. All of me.
It was one of the coolest moments I've ever had in sports. On the field, off the field, when Isaac Bruce sprinted straight to me, it's the second the game was over, and picked me up in the air and twirled me around and said, how's that for your fantasy league?
What'd you say back?
I just like, screaming.
Thanks, Isaac.
Yeah, that was cool.
You're my best friend.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, Mike in Santa Clara, you talk now. Hi.
I love it, guys. I freaking love it. Now I'm actually just about to park for my wife's ultrasound, so you caught me at a good time. Now I just want to say that first off, if Trent Williams doesn't sign, then Breece Hall is my go-to for the number one RB1. Yeah, I agree. But in general, I really just want this to be done. Ayuk wants to be a Niner. he wants to be a Niner. There's a reason why, like, I mean, look how long this has been going for. Like, look, we had offers from the Patriots, from the Browns, from the Steelers. You know, he wants to be a Niner. It's just a matter of coming to a consensus. So if we can meet even, like, you know, in between, even if it's like 27 to 27.5, whatever, just get it done and just get Trent Williams done as well. This is the year for us to go. This is the year, guys. This is the freaking year to do it. So let's go, guys. That's all I got to say.
Mike, thank you very much. And while Mike was sitting there talking about getting this done,
his wife got ultrasound.
Mike,
she's okay.
You should probably not be on 95.7 The Game right now. But one other team has brought to a close their somewhat similar situation.
Uh-oh.
This is just breaking.
Do we get that? No, we got to get the shot.
No.
The because, shot noise.
Well,
no?
Now that I've said it's not Niner related, if you feel like hitting the stupid thing of the day, there
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Yeah.
Dollar shots for the next half hour.
The New England Patriots are trading star pass rusher Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta gets Matthew Judon from the New England Patriots in return, a future third round draft pick.
You like that? You like that?
I don't like that if I'm the Patriots. You've got very few good players and you just gave another one away and you got a third round pick in return.
It's a great deal for Atlanta.
Well, I agree. And the Falcons are suddenly very interesting after their offseason. Suddenly, very, very interesting team. So the New England Patriots get worse. They get a draft pick. This obviously moves them completely on. We already knew that, but completely on from the Ayuk situation because Judon was reportedly involved potentially in the trade that would come back to the San Francisco 49ers. So the Patriots situation, Cam Inman just listed all the things around the league. He mentioned this being one of them. Go ahead and check that one off the list. That means, hey, Cowboys, Bengals, and Niners.
You're on the clock.
Your move.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, my interest level in all this is maybe one or two.
Why?
I don't have the fantasy mentality. Like, get on the field and play. You know what I said about Blake Snell when we were talking about this in spring training? Get your ass to camp and play.
Yeah.
And that was before the Giants signed
him. But this is a big player.
When Boris had the three holdouts, I'm like, all of you, pretend like you love baseball and get your ass to camp and sign. Let's go.
I agree.
That my same mentality here. Be a part of the team.
Why?
Get there.
Quick aside.
And I understand you're going for generational money. Like, I get that.
Why is nobody fired Boris? And one of them did, right? Montgomery did.
Yeah.
Why have they not all fired Boris? I mean, this is a terrible misplay, right?
Yeah.
None of them got paid.
Yeah. I think there's
long term.
At the risk of sounding old once again, I think there's a big disconnect in all of sports where athletes have a tendency to forget that the agent works for them and not the other way around. Mm.
A
lot of guys feel like they work for the agent now, and then, bro, the agent works for you.
Let's go to Mike in San Pablo with Willard and FP. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. All of this contract talk I'm having a big problem with, especially from the fans, even more so from the talking heads on the radio. We're talking about people's money. We're talking about people's families. I don't think either of you would take less money to allow 95.7 The Game to get their books in order for the next couple of years so they could re-sign some talent at a better price.
I'm going to argue that one, Mike. When you're done with your call, I'm going to refute your statement, but go ahead.
That's great. This is no different. We're talking about entertainment. The 49ers are no different than a movie that is coming out next week. We watch it for fun.
Yep.
Fanatics take it to a different extreme.
Movies, we're you have 10 takes for a scene in football. It's live.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's entertainment. Baseball's entertainment. It's all entertainment unless you are the one who is employed by the team, either in a front office or a player. I don't think FP would have taken less money, so the Giants could have signed a first baseman to a larger contract 2 years later.
Well, Mike, can we jump in? First of all, I would argue that nobody here is asking him to take less money. I just said 20 minutes ago, I have no idea what these offers even are.
You checked it.
Secondly, There are already reports out there that the Niners offer matches the Pittsburgh Steelers. Third of all, Brandon has already taken less money. He was offered a chance to go to the New England Patriots for $32.5 million a year. He said no. So he's already taking less money. And to refute what you just said, you don't think I'd take less money from 95.7 The Game if somebody offered me a few bucks more to go to Pittsburgh and ruin my career and live in Pittsburgh? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. So, I get what you're saying, and it's very difficult to have these conversations and not sound like you're trying to make decisions for other people's families and bank accounts. I'm not. I don't know if you've heard what I've said about this the whole time. I'm not all team Niners here. I'm not all team Brandon. I think both of them have totally miscalculated. I think both of them have played this disingenuously at times. And now we've reached a point where the two of them are fighting in front of an audience that's all left the stadium. Show's over.
I went for a run in Pittsburgh this year, and I got foot cancer from the cigarette butts that I ran over on my run. Yeah.
What?
No, as you said, I want to live in Pittsburgh. I'm like, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like cigarette butts everywhere. They love their throat rockets.
Well, you know.
They're into the throat rockets.
It's different.
They love them.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the worst. It used to be the worst city in the National League.
I've actually never been there.
It's the most improved city in all of baseball.
Well, and their park is beautiful, right?
PNC is amazing, and downtown's got cool restaurants now and cool bars.
Good for them.
But it used to be, oh my God, we're going to Pittsburgh.
What's the worst National League city now?
They're all great, Mark. It's the big leagues. It's the major
leagues.
Don't
do that.
Just went there.
Don't do that.
The Giants just went there on the last trip.
Not Denver.
Cincinnati.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fine, though. The hotel's nice.
That ballpark's weird.
The ballpark is weird. It's very weird. Ballpark. It's too small. Not a Skyline Chili guy?
Great American small park.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Just not trying to have a gut bomb before I go on the air. Just run into the bathroom every half inning.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. But, I mean, if you're going to ask my opinion, that's it.
Ask your opinion.
That's it.
What's the best road city in the National
League? Chicago.
Yeah.
Easy in the summertime.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field, Wrigleyville. I don't think I've ever played a game or broadcast a game that I wasn't hungover in that park, in that city.
Listen, everybody listening, if you're one of those people that wants to do ballpark trips or whatever,
start there.
The majority of the bigs I have not seen. But I've been there.
Start there.
Three times.
It's the best.
It is. Something happens every time.
Yeah.
I was with a group of friends last year, or was it the year before? The year before last, when Trey Lance was about to play the Bears.
Yeah.
And the Giants were in town the same weekend. We all went out there and made it our fantasy draft. Giants were in town. We went to one game, and we went to the Niners-Bears game. After the Giant-Cub game, which the Giants, they won, about 48 minutes later, I ended up in a speakeasy with somebody I'd never met before. The whole group, like, stuff just happens man. You get loose in Wrigleyville, and things happen. Things are happening out there, man.
It's fun.
It's so fun. All right.
It's a big party with a baseball game going on in the middle.
You got that right. Yep. Which distracts people sometimes, but not always. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. If you have not heard what Mina Kimes of ESPN had to say about this IUK situation, I am betting you will find that amusing. And that is coming up next. And then a half hour from now, Noah Eagle, who was the voice of Team USA Hoops, with his perspective on how this experience changed Steph Curry and the Warriors and the fan base and all of that. That's coming up in a half hour. FP's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.